You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism. Broadcasting live from Florida's Suncoast on WTMY Sunday Travel Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's our host, the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Thank you, Greg.
Today we're going to chat with Susan Greer, who is the Associate Vice President of Publicity for the Orlando CVB. Actually, it's Orlando and Orange County, isn't it, Susan?
That's correct, yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on your show.
We've got the holiday coming up here this weekend. Are you guys? Do you guys have free smiles with eggs on them?
We do. You know, we are actually the number one family vacation destination, and spring break time period is one of our busiest times of year. So we've got a lot of happy families in the Central Florida area right now.
Well, that's great. You know, it's kind of a misnomer in a bit. When people mention spring break, they think of a bunch of wild kids going to the beach and drinking and getting crazy. But they kind of forget that it's time for families to get away with their kids because they're out of school.
Absolutely, and that is what makes us the number one spring break destination for families, is there's so much for everyone to do here of all ages, and especially for people from the Northeast, they're ready to get away from the cold weather and enjoy some sunshine.
And the Midwest has had some snow, I understand, as well, and it never seems to, it goes on and on and on. But whether it's winter or summer, Orlando's always a fun place to go. And give us a little idea of what might be planned for this weekend for the Easter holiday.
Well, the great thing about Orlando is that there's always something new to do. So even if you've been here in the last year, you'll find some new things and some new events and activities going on. All three theme parks are opening new attractions. American Idol at Disney's Hollywood Studios is already up and running, and that's based on the popular television show of the same name, where you can actually, if you are the daily grand winner, you get an audition on the show.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I haven't seen that one myself.
Oh, you should definitely check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
And Universal is opening a new roller coaster called Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket, where you actually get to pick the soundtrack that you listen to while you're riding the ride. So that's kind of a new twist on a roller coaster. And SeaWorld is opening a new coaster also called Manta, which actually takes you through the air and water all in one coaster experience. So a lot of great new attractions coming up. And then, of course, for the holidays this weekend, there are Easter brunches throughout all of our popular hotel resorts and some Easter egg hunts in the city of Orlando.
And what about downtown? You know, we always tend to forget about downtown Orlando.
You know, downtown Orlando has really started to thrive. It is actually the base of a 7-mile cultural corridor that includes about 50 museums and art galleries and theaters. So there are a lot of wonderful cultural experiences to have there. And, of course, that is where one of the Easter egg hunts is happening this weekend.
Well, it's interesting because I live so close to Orlando, and my daughter goes to UCF, so I get over there quite frequently. But, you know, there are times where there are just areas you just don't get to see for some reason or other. And while I was at Huddle this year, I got to see a lot more than I normally would have. The malls, for example, were absolutely phenomenal when they had that the Super Bowl party. Remember? Did you go to that?
Yes, I do remember that. And, you know, it's funny. When I first moved to Orlando in 2001, I would get excited about going on a business trip to a big city so that I could do shopping.
Right.
And now that's not the case anymore. We have everything you could want right here in Orlando. Two incredible outlet malls, one of them that you're referring to, that has, you know, everything from a Neiman Marcus Last Call to a Saks Avenue Fifth Outlet, you know, one of only three Dior outlets, a Victoria's Secret outlet, so a lot of really unique shopping options. Of course, we have the mall at Millenia, which is our kind of high-end luxury mall that has the real Neiman Marcus and a Bloomingdale's and a Macy's, but also some stores like Jimmy Choo and Gucci and Chanel.
Yeah, I was impressed with the one we were in. They even had a Barney's. I haven't seen a Barney's since I left New York many years ago, and of course the restaurants in there. Everything was just super. I was really amazed and very impressed. In fact,
Well, that's good to hear. Another reason to come back.
Exactly. So let's get back into the theme parks. First of all, before we get back to the theme parks, are there any new restaurants now? I'm trying to think of the one that was they were going to open and had that dinosaur theme, something Rex. Did they ever open that?
They did. The T-Rex restaurant down at Disney is open, and it's very popular. It's a lot of fun for kids, and they've got a great variety on their menu.
And yeah, it's got to be great for kids. In fact, the fellow who had come up with all of those themes was on our show one day, and he's from California, I think, but he's real fun to talk to. He's really a funny guy, and I could see how he could come up with some of these concepts, because some of the ideas are really quite amazing.
They really are. I mean, everything from sharks at SeaWorld, where you actually dine while you're watching sharks and a variety of other fish swim by, to Mythos at Islands of Adventure at Universal. It's actually rated the number one theme park restaurant in the world, but it's like going into a Greek mountainside experience, all themed. So there are just so many great dining options at all of the theme parks.
When do the Florida Disney passes begin to go on sale, or are they already?
Florida resident passes are available year-round. Actually are not, there are some blackout periods,
right.
And this week, unfortunately, is one of them,
right.
But there are great Florida resident deals year-round at all of the theme parks.
But it is a year-round pass, then, is it? Because it seemed to me there were certain months, I don't know, I thought it was only good for like 8 months of the year or something, but it is a 12-month pass?
There are some blackout dates around the key travel periods.
Yeah, of course,
so
Christmas.
Easter, 4th of July,
yeah.
Christmas holidays,
right.
Those time periods where the parks are already crowded, they are not valid.
Well, let's there's some multiple park passes as well, aren't there, between Busch Gardens and, was it Universal?
Yes, there is a Flex
or SeaWorld,
Pass that
SeaWorld.
Provides admission into all of the Universal parks and the Anheuser-Busch group of theme parks, which includes SeaWorld, their new water park Aquatica, and Busch Gardens over in Tampa. And then, of course, Disney has passes for all of their theme parks, depending on how many you would like to visit.
Right. Do you happen to know what the basic price is? I don't want to put you on the spot, but for the resident pass?
You know, actually, I don't, and it does vary from park to park.
Right.
So the best bet is to check each of the theme park websites for the most current information.
And year to year, it seems that it changes so much. I'm looking at your website, and I'm looking at the deal of the week. Orlando World Center Marriott Resort has some kind of a special out there. And just let's talk about some of the hotels. Are they discounting the prices, or are they coming up with some creative marketing ideas that you've heard of?
Absolutely. I mean, in these economic times, we're all looking for a deal. And so all of the theme parks and a good number of the hotels and resorts in the Orlando area are offering a variety of free offers, and we've bundled them all together on our website, visitorlando.com, where we have over 120 offers for everything from free room night stays to free dining to free attraction admission. And in addition to that, we have a new program called Deal of the Week, where every week there is one featured deal from among those 120 deals that give you up to $100 more in savings on top of the already great savings that they're offering in their package.
In fact, the one I'm looking at is the Marriott, and they're offering a fourth night free, pool view upgrade, and free breakfast buffet for two adults and children 12 and under. Well, that sounds pretty attractive.
Absolutely, and that actually all adds up to over $320 in savings.
That's terrific. Terrific, and especially in these times. Now, the other thing that should be helping Orlando out is the airfares out there now are really superb. There's some airfares. In fact, we've seen airfares out there at $2 round trip just yesterday. Spirit came up with one, and But there are airfares out there that are really attractive, and so I think people should certainly, whatever city you're in that's listening, you might just want to check your local airline, because between the savings at the amusement parks and the theme parks and the airlines, and with the deals that the hotels are now offering, it really makes the package a lot more attractive.
Yeah, the travel industry has really come together to help people travel in these challenging economic times. You know, I think especially when you're under stress, you need to get away, you need a break, you need to reconnect with family and friends. So it's really great to see the travel industry step up and make it easier for people to do that.
Yeah, and you know, everybody's, you know, having a little bit of a hard time, but I don't think the doom and gloom is quite as bad as the media sometimes seems to make it out to be. I've talked to a lot of the hotel people here this last week or two, and they said, you know, their rooms are down, but they're okay. You know, it's not disaster. And as some of the things that we're reading in the media, and I don't know what your feel is and what kind of input you're getting from the properties. You know, everybody complains when occupancy gets below a certain level. But what kind of gut feeling do you get from it?
I think everyone is cautiously optimistic right now. We've definitely seen a slight decline in occupancy levels since the beginning of the year. But if you look at the way things have been going the last couple of weeks, as you know, the spring break families head down to Orlando, you know, businesses seems to be doing well, and we're just hopeful that that continues moving forward through the rest of the summer.
No, I agree, and I think people are a little bit more discretionary with their spending. I was talking to someone that had a retail shop in one of the islands, and they were talking about there are plenty of cruise ships coming in, and there's plenty of business coming off the cruise ships, but people are not spending the way they used to spend. And I think some of these places just have to rethink what about value. Is a T-shirt worth $25 because it has something written across it, or can you live on $15? You know, and I think everybody has to just rethink this a little bit, and people are going to continue to travel, but again, they're just being a little bit more cautious as well on what they spend it on, and then I think that it'll all even out here one of these fine days.
And let's hope you're right, and let's hope it's sooner rather than later.
Exactly. Now, let's, if you will, please, let's have the website and maybe some phone numbers that might be useful for our listeners.
Absolutely. The website is visitorlando.com, and if you want to go specifically to the Smile offers, it's visitorlando.com/smile. And that's a great resource, not only for all of the deals and the values that are available in Orlando right now, but it's also a great vacation planning resource. It has a lot of information on there about all the different hotel and vacation home options, all of the attractions, and it even has a planning tool so you can actually go in and you know, pick different attractions and you know, adventure activities, cultural activities that you're interested in, and put them all together in your own personal itinerary.
That's terrific. I mean, that's really helpful. It's amazing, you know, with the technology we have today, how easy it makes it for everyone. Is there also a toll-free number?
Yes, that number is 1-800-551-0181.
My guest has been Susan Greer, Associate Vice President of Publicity for the Orlando CVB. Thank you for joining us, Susan, and we look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you in Orlando soon.
Same here. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
My next guest is Danny Alberto, and he's the sales and product manager, Florida Dolphin Tours. They've got lots of good things, and we're going to chat with Danny right now. Danny, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
It's a pleasure. Listen, tell us a bit about Dolphin Tours. I'm looking at your website, and you've got lots of offers up here, lots of different excursions.
Basically, we are a sightseeing and excursion tour company. We are based in Orlando, so all of our trips that we operate out of Orlando. However, we kind of like to show visitors and people that come to Florida what we actually call the real Florida. We like to kind of get outside of Orlando and show them some of the special things that we have here, like our beautiful beaches, the springs, the rivers that we have. We cover pretty much a lot of places such as Miami. We go down to the Keys. We go over to the Gulf Coast where the water's nice and clear, white sugary sands, and then we take them over to the Atlantic side. So they have a little bit of feel of what Florida really looks like.
Well, how do you market your product? Because how would someone find you? Obviously, you have a website, and it's floridadolphintours.com, but do you market through travel agents? Do you just give me an idea of how people would find your company?
Besides our actual website, we do work closely with Expedia well as Orbitz, Travelocity. So anytime anybody is actually searching to do some activities, eco tours or sightseeing tours here in Orlando when they're coming to visit, they can be on there. But our original market, how we started out, was basically in the UK with travel agents. And over the last couple years as we've grown, we've been trying to get out a little bit more on the domestic side. We work actually very closely with the Orlando CVB. So anytime anybody goes online and they're on the Orlando CVB website, they can find our products as well. If a guest is staying anywhere in resort in Orlando, all the hotels, all the guest service and concierge, they're all familiar with our product. So we are pretty much out there.
Well, and so basically, you're selling the optional tours. You're not involved with the hotel side or the airfare. So the tour operator is the one that does that, and then they can utilize your services to all of these various activities that you offer.
We know that a lot of people will come for a week or 2 week stay.
Yep.
And the parks are great. The parks are wonderful. That's what brings a lot of people to Orlando. And then once they kind of, been here a few times, done a few parks, they do like to get out and see something different.
Absolutely.
Saying that, like I said, how we like to show real Florida, we actually also work closely with Disney and Universal and a few of their products that they have, as well as other great vendors and suppliers like Gatorland, Boggy Creek Airboat Rides here in Orlando, and one of our favorite ones is Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah, let's talk about that. There's some interesting things coming up.
We have the shuttle launch coming up on May 12th. We offer a great package out to Kennedy Space Center. We actually offer two things. We offer a standard package where guests can actually watch the shuttle launch from inside of Kennedy Space Center. And then we actually offer a VIP package where they'll get admission into Kennedy and they'll get, to do the activities at Kennedy. But then we actually transport them to the Nassau Causeway, which they're out on a riverbank. So there's absolutely nothing obstructing their view. It's just the Indian River, and about 6 miles away is a shuttle launch pad. It's an excellent view from where we go. I believe right now that Kennedy Space Center is already all sold out. The shuttle launches are always a huge, huge thing here in Orlando as well as for the Space Coast. And we still have plenty of VIP viewings left.
Now, first of all, what does a package like that cost? A ballpark?
For the VIP package, they're roughly looking about 115-ish, 120-ish, around there.
Right.
For adult, standard package is normally about $90 to about $100 or so to watch it from inside of Kennedy.
Right. Now, do they get some other amenities? You just get a chair and you sit there and chat with everybody?
Out on the riverbank, Kennedy does a really, really good job. They have all these tents set along the bank of the river with chairs underneath. They bring vendors out there. So there's, the food, water. They have restroom, portable facilities out there. We normally, with the security that Kennedy has to go through and that we have to go through, we get out to the viewing area roughly about 2 hours or a little bit longer before the launch actually goes up. So when we go out there, guests have a chance to kind of sit and relax and enjoy the scenery, because where we're at, Kennedy Space Center is actually on Merritt. Merritt Island, and they're on kind of a conservation area, so the wildlife, any point in that river where we're sitting along, there may be dolphins that swim by, there may be alligators that swim by, there could be ospreys flying in the air, so it's a good way as well to kind of take in and absorb some of that Florida beauty that we have out here.
Getting back to nature. Now, do you pick the people up at the hotels and you bus them to this area, or how does that work?
Well, we actually have centralized pickup locations here in Orlando, Kissimmee, and Disney. So pretty much wherever a guest is staying, they're not very far from getting to one of the pickup locations. We make it easily accessible. This way, if we were to stop and try to pick every single person up in every single hotel, we wouldn't be out of Orlando for a couple of hours.
Exactly.
So we try to kind of make it convenient for everybody, so they're not spending a lot of time. But on all the trips that we offer, transportation is definitely included. It's they get the full package with us. There's a tour guide on the bus that's giving them all the great info that, you know, a lot of people like to hear and learn about as they're going on the trips.
Well, you know, I think it's a good idea to drive to Orlando, or let's say they're staying at one of the Disney properties, or to get out there rather than drive your car out there. Find a place to park. Go through that whole hassle and then worry about driving if you're having a few drinks. This makes a lot of sense to me. I think I'd much rather take the bus, and
definitely.
I know I'm going to get a seat.
With the shuttle launches themselves, I believe the last shuttle launch that went up, there was just under 2 million people in the surrounding area. So traffic can be a little bit hectic, but all of our coaches are brand new. We have TVs on them. So it's basically, you know, sit back, enjoy the ride, and let us take care of all the stress of driving around. And especially, as well, like you said, a lot of people, we do fringe on drinking and driving, especially here in Orlando with lots of tourists. Everybody likes to go out. So we kind of like to let them sit back and relax and let us worry about driving so you guys can have a good time.
That's the way I like to do it.
Yep.
Now, tell us, you have some special packages for the launches, and when there's not a launch, there's still lots to see at the Space Center, I should imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
But Space Center, they actually just spent quite a few million dollars on building their new space shuttle launch ride, which is simulates going up in a shuttle. It was actually designed by astronauts. It's a great ride. It's good for all ages, as well as they have the IMAX movie theater. There's a bus tour at Kennedy Space Center that takes guests around to go out to the Saturn Apollo Rocket Center, where they can go and explore some of the equipment that's gone up into space. They bring them out to the observation gantry where the shuttle actually gets worked on. Kennedy has done a really, really good job at, getting up to not necessarily, say, theme park standard, but they try to make it a little bit more with, so there's a lot of things to do at Kennedy and easily keep yourself entertained all day.
Well, that's great. That's super. I'm sure our listeners out there are certainly looking forward to the launch. Just in my neighborhood, even though we're on the West Coast, everybody is outside, waiting to catch a glimpse of the vapor trail, at least, you know.
Yeah, the shuttle launches are an incredible experience, especially where we go to the closest area. We're only 6 miles from the shuttle, so hearing it, feeling it, seeing it is an incredible experience.
Well, good. Tell us about so we've got a little time left. I see you have a swim with the dolphins, a two-day, inclusive adventure.
Yep. We do have fantastic programs. We really appreciate our Florida wildlife. We found that Florida has some special and unique animals. Two of them are dolphins and manatees. Manatees were on the endangered species list, and they made an excellent comeback thanks to our Florida Fish and Wildlife game. But we like to get out and show people what we call the real Florida, to the alligators, to the birds, to the snakes, and there's so many different fun animals here in Florida. we like to call manatees our gentle giants. They're very explorative, slow-moving animals. They enjoy human interaction. We actually, the place that we go to is in Crystal River in the Kings Bay area, which is the largest manatee sanctuary here in Florida and the U.S. itself. During our winter times, as the ocean temperatures drop and tend to get a little bit colder, a lot of the manatees will migrate towards the warm waters of the springs. In the summertime, they like to venture out, go out into the ocean, feed, and then they are warm-blooded animals. They are mammals, so they need heat just like we do, and they enjoy that warm water of the springs. So now's definitely a good time to get out and interact with these animals.
Denny, we've got about 30 seconds left. How would you like to sum it up? First of all, I think the website and the toll-free number and anything else you'd like to put out there.
Yep, all of our information is all available online at floridadolphintours.com. We do as well. We offer quite a few different things. We can cater to larger groups. If some groups, you know, just want to do an airboat ride here and visit some of the manatees, we can cater to definitely larger groups, especially if you're out in the Sarasota area. Our transportation will come and get you. But for the shuttle launch, we'd actually like to offer 10% discount to anybody that actually books a shuttle launch with us. All they have to actually mention is the radio, and we'll give them a nice discount and treat them like we treat everybody else. Excellent.
Well, that's terrific. And I thank you for that. My guest has been Danny Alberto, and he's sales and product manager for Florida Dolphin and Tours. And give him a call or get onto that website, and there's 10% out there for those that move quickly enough while there's still some space available. Danny, thank you very much, and it's been a pleasure. I hope to chat with you again. We can cover some of your other items and places that you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anytime. Thanks for the opportunity.
A pleasure. Bye for now. My next guest is Peggy Goldman, who is the president of Friendly Planet Travel, and a very knowledgeable lady. I've listened to her before, actually. I've listened to her chat about how to pack bags, for one. Peggy, welcome to Talking Travel.
That's a question that we get from just about every passenger who travels with us, and that's a lot of thousands of people, but it's always something that's on people's minds. We visit lots and lots of different destinations around the world, exotic types of destinations, and even places where in the same trip you'll be in different climate zones. You might have a few days in a warm area and then spend a few days in a place that's cold. And people have a tendency to think that when they travel, they need to carry everything with them for every eventuality.
Well, that's certainly me. I for all the years that I've been traveling, and I'm not going to tell you how many, I can never seem to get it right. I either have too much or too little, and most of the time, it's too much.
I learned my lesson the very first time that I took an extended trip to Europe. I think I spent about 6 weeks driving around in Europe with my husband, and because I didn't know how to pack, I think I took with me, just for me, I must have had at least 4 suitcases. And what I discovered, because I thought, wow, I'm going to need all these different kinds of things to wear, and I made him schlep around these huge suitcases for absolutely nothing. And after that time, I decided that I would try to pay more attention and see how I could get along with one bag. So far, regardless of the destination, regardless of the level of interest of the passenger in looking very chic and caring very much about wardrobe, I don't think I found anybody who can't get along with one suitcase, who doesn't need. And in fact, sometimes you can really get away with just a carry-on. But just as an example, if you have one suitcase, whether it's hard side or soft side, doesn't make any difference. That suitcase will carry at least one pair, or if you're lucky and have them, two pairs of comfortable walking shoes, because that's the most important thing that you need. No matter where you go, you're going to need to walk, and the shoes that you carry need to be broken in walking shoes. So that's the first thing that goes into the suitcase.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with that, and especially getting down to one bag these days where airlines are charging for additional bags is as you mentioned, is really important.
That's actually a very big motivation for people, because airlines are charging to check bags, and it's also a hassle to have to worry about the bags. On our tours at Friendly Planet, we typically pay porterage only for one suitcase, and we do it because we want people to focus on the fact that they only need the one bag. Even if you go to a place where you know you're going to want to go shopping for treasures, and that's probably every place you go, you can always get one of those nylon or canvas duffel-type bags and lay it flat in the bottom of your one checked bag. And on the return trip, you have a perfect place to put all of your laundry and portions of whatever it is you took over. And then you'll have plenty of room to bring back souvenirs.
Good thought. Now, how many pairs of shoes? Now, we've got one for walking. We're going to need at least another pair, aren't we, for dress?
Yes. Yes. And this is men don't seem to have this issue, even if they're very focused on having lots of different pairs of shoes. This is always the problem for women. You really should only take one other pair of shoes, and the other pair of shoes that you take needs to be coordinated with whatever it is that you think you need for dress up or evening, because during the day, if you're traveling for the purpose of sightseeing and experiencing the local culture and having adventures, you're not going to need anything but those comfortable walking shoes. In the evening, if you want to dress up, you have one pair of shoes that will work for a skirt or a pair of slacks, and you coordinate those outfits around that one pair of shoes. And in order to really be streamlined and pack in a proper way, you really only need one or two pairs of slacks or a pair of slacks and a skirt, because it's only going to be you're going to be having this dinner or going out for the evening in different places, and people are never going to notice if you're wearing the same thing. When I pack myself to go, I typically take several pairs of slacks, some tops that work, one pair of shoes and one bag, and one or two pairs of walking shoes, or maybe a pair of walking shoes and a pair of sandals that are good for walking. And I take a lot of underwear changes and a lightweight all-weather jacket with a zip-out lining. That's worth going out and buying one of those, because today they make them out of this very lightweight material with very lightweight linings.
And in most cases, you just need to break the wind. My problem has always been shirts. I always bring too many shirts because I figure, well, I need one for the day, maybe I'm going to one at night, and I'm going to be eight. I need 16 shirts, or do I do my laundry there?
Oh, my gosh. I have never been any place in the world where the hotel that I'm staying in can't provide me with same-day laundry service. It's something that is truly worth paying for. If you are going on a sightseeing trip, you're going to be taking just T-shirts or lightweight shirts like that, and those are things that you can carry in quantity in your one suitcase. But for evening wear or for a dress-up situation, two or three shirts and then the hotel laundry, it's worth it to pay for it and know that you're not carrying a bunch of things, which, by the way, will probably get wrinkled along the way anyway.
Yeah, you're
even if you have the 16.
Yeah, exactly. I've had the housekeeper. They'll give you an iron, but I usually slip them a couple extra bucks and have them iron the shirts for me.
It's well worth it.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, what about medicines and toiletries, that sort of thing?
Well, today, most airports have pretty intense security measures in place. And you've got to think small. You're only allowed to take fluids, liquids, and that when they say fluids or liquids, they're referring to items like mascara and face creams and lip gloss, things that you might not consider to be fluids or liquids.
Right.
Those items have to fit in one Ziploc bag, the small ones, the quart-sized bag.
Right.
And you should put all of those things into that Ziploc bag and have it easily available so that when you go through security, you take that out and pass it through the security. Anything else that you need that isn't going to fit into that Ziploc bag has got to be placed in your carry-on luggage. Otherwise, it'll be tossed away.
And the thing is,
should not be taking little cuticle scissors with you on the plane. If you need to have those, they also need to go into checked luggage. They'll take them away and toss them, and you'll never see them again.
Well, you know, I always throw my medicines in, as you say, into a Ziploc bag. I don't know about my lip gloss, but but in any event, very seldom have I ever had anybody really go through it. And then if you have medicines that you take in the day and medicines you take at night, put them in two Ziploc bags so you can identify them easily when you look in your suitcase.
Absolutely. And you should also, if you have medicines that are really super critical for you to have, and if for whatever reason you lose them, you should have a copy of a prescription with you. We just had an incident recently where a passenger who needs eye drops for glaucoma lost his carry-on bag where he had this medicine. And in order for him to get the prescription filled, we had to find his ophthalmologist. He didn't have a prescription with him, and he lost a whole day off a tour trying to get in touch with his ophthalmologist to get a new prescription so that he could get the medicine. So anything like that that's critical to your well-being should carry a copy of the script, and in just about any place in the world, we'll be able to find a pharmacy. Our representatives abroad will always do that, and I'm sure that that's the case for every travel company out there.
Well, that's a very important point, because I you give your prescription to the pharmacist, and that's the last you ever see of it, except that the information is on the container. But if you lose the container, how do you go about it?
Container won't be enough. If you need to have a new prescription, even if you had the container, and let's say you ran out, you'd still need to have that prescription. So it's very important to carry a copy of the prescription. The pharmacist will be glad to give it to you, and then you're covered. You don't have a problem anymore.
Well, that's good advice. I'd never thought of that. Next time I take my script to the pharmacy, I'm going to make some copies of them, because I do a lot of traveling, and I'd be very concerned if I had lost it. I figure, well, I've got them with me, so I'm not going to lose them. But like you say, that might not be the case.
It's a very important thing. And another thing, this is off the subject, but another thing that you should always have a copy of someplace is your passport.
Yeah.
If you lose your passport, if it's stolen, if something happens to it, it drops into a pool and it's ruined. If you have a photocopy of it and you can take that with you to the local consulate, the process of getting a new passport is expedited. It makes it much easier.
Right, and they even have a barcode on the passports now. They might even be able to scan that from the copy. I don't know.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but that's probably true.
If the barcode is there, I don't know that it has to be metallic or whatever, but that's something maybe we should have a look at.
Those are the kinds of things that you need to think about before you go, rather than packing two or three suitcases full of stuff that you'll probably never need or wear.
Well, that's really valuable information, Peggy. And tell people how they can find your website and a phone number if that's also available.
Oh, I'd be glad to. We're at friendlyplanettravel.com, and our toll-free number is 800-555-555. 5765. And we would love to hear from your listeners, even with their questions about the different places that we offer.
Well, what I'd like to do at some point, Peggy, first of all, I'd like to thank you for joining the show today, but maybe we can have it back at another time and we'll talk about your travel site, and we can get into that a little bit deeper.
It'd be my pleasure, and I thank you very much for having me today.
It's a pleasure. My guest has been Peggy Goldman, president of Friendly Platin Travel, and once again, thank you, Peggy, and bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Now you're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy on WTMY 1280 in beautiful downtown Sarasota. We're going to take a little bit of a journey, and we're going to be joined by Sandy Edwards, who is the Director of Marketing and Sales for Jungle Island in Miami. Now, I'm not sure if you're actually in Miami, Sandy, but welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and yes, I am in Miami.
I've got to go back a little bit, because was this originally Parrot Jungle, then and then it extended into what it is today?
Yes, we were originally Parrot Jungle, which was down in the south in Pinecrest for many, many years, since 1936.
Right.
And in 2003, the owners wanted to move and knew that he wanted to find a place that's close to the downtown Miami Beach location and be able to expand the park to what it is today. And so in 2003, we moved to MacArthur Causeway, Watson Island, and here we sit. And in 2006, we changed the name from Parrot Jungle Island to Jungle Island, and that's because we just have so much more than just parrots here today.
And so you're actually on Watson Island, where the famous Chalk's airplanes used to take off and land.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Everybody knows that. I mean, and it's got to be easy to get to, because I can remember when I go over the causeway, you just hang a right and there you are.
Well, pretty much that's exactly what you do. You just stay in that right lane, get off the causeway, the first exit, go around the perimeter road, and there you are.
Now, what's happening? Obviously, we have Easter coming up this weekend. What's the haps for Easter?
Well, our Easter extravaganza is going to be a lot of fun because we have so many things going on. We have Easter eggs galore. We are actually finalizing our stuffing of over 50,000 Easter eggs. And we will have kids in the park from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, all day long, just going through Easter egg hunts and looking for all the prizes. And we have prizes donated from many different organizations throughout the community, so they're going to find lots of good stuff in there.
50,000 eggs. Boy, I'm not going to go to a Publix in your neighborhood. They're probably out.
Well, yes, you're probably right, but actually they're plastic eggs and we stuff them.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So I have to tell you, none of us want to see an egg again for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, and if I want to go for breakfast, I don't have to worry about it because the store's still going to have some left.
Exactly.
So now, the Easter, it's April, what, 10th, 11th? And
it's April 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Right.
And so that's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we have the Easter egg hunts all 3 days, and they run continuously all through the day.
Right.
And then what we do have on Sunday, with all sorts of other activities, which I'll talk about, but on Sunday we also have our Easter brunch.
Oh, great. Well, I just mentioned breakfast, and you've got brunch. Good.
Uh-huh. And eggs will be on the brunch.
Oh, right. Certainly for Easter, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what is the cost?
Okay, well, our adult price is $29.95, uh-huh. And our child price is $23.95.
Right.
There are coupons around that you can get and come in with a coupon. There's $3 and $5 and $7 coupons out there that you can get. And, you know, feel free to come and use them, or a AAA coupon or discount, and you're welcome to use them.
And is there a special price for the brunch, or was that it?
Well, the brunch is, you can get brunch included with your ticket.
Right.
And it is an Easter brunch price of, for adults are $45 and children are $21.
All right. Well, that sounds reasonable enough.
It is reasonable. It's all you can eat. It runs from 10:30 to 4. We also have annual passes, so we have an annual pass membership price as well. And they can come in, and, of course, their price is just for the brunch.
Now, is the annual pass for residents only, or is it...
Well, it's pretty much for residents because what happens is that, you know, you can use it all day, all year long, and it's a great opportunity to be able to come in and visit the park whenever, you know, you have nothing to do or your kids want to come and see the animals or just
guests
come
in,
see the shows.
Guests in town, which is always the problem, you know.
Well, yes, yeah.
Now, what does that cost?
An annual pass is $38.95, and a child is $30.95.
Well, that sounds like a real bargain. That case.
It is, because once you buy the pass, you've used it the first time you've come back.
Right, and you don't feel like you're pressed to see everything. I mean, if it's now a big park and the kids are saying whining or something, and you say, listen, we'll come back tomorrow. We'll come back the next day. No biggie.
Exactly. You know. We're on 18 acres, and we're right on Watson Island, as I said, and we back up the water, Biscayne Bay. So it's really a beautiful view. You can go over there on the other side and just sit and look out over the water, too, if that's what you wish. But we have so much to do. You're absolutely right. They can come back time and again and see something different.
Well, now you brought up the subject. We have so much to do. Why don't you walk our listeners through that a bit, if you will?
Okay, well, we have different shows that go on throughout the day. We have our Wing Wonder show, which is very similar to our show that we used to have in the old park, but it has been expanded with many different types of animals.
Right.
We have a very rare Andean condor. We have a 6-foot-tall cassowary, which is probably the most lethal bird on the planet. And she comes from the extinct dinosaur, the Rapture. She's
right.
from that family.
Oh,
and we have all sorts of macaws and singing and talking cockatoos and just some beautiful, beautiful feathered friends in that show.
And I must say, I just happen to be on the website, and a very cool map with a magnifying glass that that I'm sitting here kind of just going all over all of these little, this is really cool. A cool tool, my dear.
Well, thank you very much. We just updated our website just this past year, and we're very proud of it, and we're adding to it all the time. And the website, just for our listeners, is www.jungleisland.com.
Now,
and it gives you a lot of information.
Now, you also, I'm fascinated by this magnifying glass here. you also have a, what do you call it,
treetop ballroom.
Yeah, for events.
Right. We have a treetop ballroom for events,
right.
And it's 15,000 square feet.
Wow.
And it has magnificent views. One side is looking over downtown Miami and the port of Miami, and then the other side, which is a smaller room, looks out over Biscayne Bay. So whether you're having a beautiful wedding or you're having a meeting or a seminar or a corporate event, a fundraiser, I mean, we handle them all. And we are on the social calendar for most of the community events here. So it's easy access, easy parking, and the food is very good. We have a great reputation, and we're very pleased.
Now, I see, and I'm looking in my magnifying glass here, and I see Planet Nursery. Is that like a little petting place, or is that just a incubator place?
What, you say plant nursery?
No. Nursery. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we have all sorts of things in the park which I haven't even talked about yet. I started telling you about the show. We have three other shows.
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay. We have The Tale of the Tiger, which is all sorts of fascinating feline cats and their companions.
Right.
And that's really an exciting show. And a lot of our shows are more educational than they are just fun and cutesy, although that is part of it. But they're also very educational. We have Lifestyles of the Cute and Creepy, and basically what we do is we bring out a lot of the animals, and the audience can participate by getting to know the animals, asking questions. You can do a lot of animal interactivity with them, and the trainers are very good with the kids, and you know, so they really can interact with the animals. So it's very educational as well as fun. And then our newest and most extreme show, if you will, is called the Gator Extreme, and that's where man is actually face to face with the alligators in the water. They're actually swimming with the alligators.
Oh, my.
It's very unique. Gators. We do not do any wrestling. There's no fighting. There's no stress on them. It's strictly just a dance with the gator or a swim with the gator.
Well, you know, my dancing with the stars is one thing, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're taking this to an extreme here. But you haven't lost any dancers so far, huh, Sandy?
No, we haven't lost any. In fact, we have people lining up. They want to do it. believe it or not. Not only the trainers, but our guests want to do it. But obviously, it's just our trainers at this point.
You're not going to get me in there.
Me neither, to be honest.
You'll find me at the brunch with all you can eat. I always go through this at lunchtime. I don't know why I end up getting hungry. So anyway, continue on. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, we have all sorts of exhibits throughout the park as well. We have a beautiful Everglades exhibit, which is a replica of what you would find in the Florida Everglades, from albino alligators to American alligators to all sorts of birds and turtles and fish and plants and flora and fauna. It's really beautiful and very peaceful out there. Along with, we have what's called the Manu. And the Manu is a replica of the Manu in Peru. It's where the actual birds live in the cliffs of Manu.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, really a pretty exhibit. And you can look at it from above, or you can go underneath into the exhibit where the trainers will bring you in, and you'll be able to be in there with the animals.
I'm looking at the, let's see what I have in my magnifying glass here, orangutan primates area.
Oh, yeah, we have lots of primates, lots of primates. We have orangutans, we have white-handed gibbons, we have capuchin monkeys, we have all sorts of primates, and they are just so much fun to watch and to talk to. We also have lemurs. And lemurs are the lowest form, if you will, of primates. They're in the Proximians.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an encounter where you can actually go in and actually play with the lemurs.
How about that?
It's really cool. It is. If you've not been in with a lemur or seen a lemur, oh, my God, they're just so adorable.
I've never seen a lemur, but what I'm looking at here is Flamingo Lake, which I find kind of fascinating as well.
Oh, it's beautiful. The flamingos are out there. And if anybody remembers the TV program Miami Vice,
yeah, of course.
These are the actual flamingos that did that original trailer for Miami Vice.
How about that?
Now, we've had a lot more since then. We have had a lot of babies. In fact, we're right in breeding season now, and we have quite a few eggs out there. So we're waiting for, the end of the season to see how many flamingos we have.
Interesting, because it's a long flight from Lake Victoria in Africa.
Well, they enjoy their little breeding island here at Jungle Island.
Now, did we miss anything?
Well, we forgot about the penguins.
Oh.
We have South African penguins.
Oh, my. Let's not forget that.
No, please, no. They're just absolutely adorable. They have their little tuxedos on, and they swim in their pool, and they love the tropical weather. And for most of you who don't know, penguins are, for the most part, are really more tropical than they are cold weather. Hmm. There's only 5 varieties of cold weather penguins, and there's about 17 other varieties, which are all warm weather.
Warm weather ones come from?
Well, ours come from South Africa.
How about that? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Also, what you missed is the kangaroos.
Oh, my goodness.
And they are just precious. We have twin kangaroos, but we have a lot of little babies and other kangaroos where you can actually go in and play with them and feed them as well. And they're precious. Oh, my God. Because they hold your hands as they're eating from your hands or from a bottle.
Right.
And they're just so soft and sweet. Oh, my God. I just want to take one home.
Oh, but you have to have boxing gloves.
When they get bigger, but, as they're little and they grow up with humans, they do become socialized.
In looking at your map here, I see, obviously, you're on Biscayne Bay, and I see a beach. Can you actually go swimming as well, or?
Well, we have our own private beach, and we use that for numerous things. We have what's called the hippo slide, which is a 168-foot slide that we use
that,
on the beach. And in the weather, depending upon the weather, it's either wet or dry,
right.
And the kids go on it, and they have a ball. Now, the beach area is right next to it, and, there's lounge chairs and so forth that parents can sit and wait and watch for their kids. But unfortunately, because we're right by that bridge area around the curve, we don't encourage swimming, or we really don't have swimming.
Yeah, okay. I can understand that.
Yeah. But we also use that area. We've done weddings there. We've done the NFL commissioner's party there in 2007. We had that whole area is all redone for that party. We do a lot of different events there, corporate events, corporate picnics. So we do a lot of things out there.
Sandy, fascinating. I must get down there and visit you. And I'd love to have you back on the show again at another time. We've run out of time, but give us the website again, if you will, please. And
it's www.jungleisland.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone? And the phone is 305-400-7000.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Roy, please come visit me anytime, and I'd love to come back to the show.
That'd be great. Now, my guest has been Sandy Edwards, who is the Director of Marketing and Sales for Jungle Island in Miami. And thank you once again, Sandy. Bye for now. And happy Easter.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hope the brunch goes well.
Thank you.
Bye.
And for all you savvy travelers out there listening, you may want to tune in on Sundays for WTMY's all-new Sunday Travel Radio. 6 years truly, Roy Lowy will host Talking Travel, from travel journalists reporting from around the world, what's hot, what's not, single travel, single parents with kids, the best online travel sites. Our consumer advocates will even be on the job to resolve issues that you may have, and we'll cover it right here on WTMY. So if you want the latest travel info, we'll be here on Sundays and hope you will join us right here on WTMY 1280. You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy, and I'm your travel guide.